Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. This is the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren, and we're so glad that you've joined us today. We're going to kick off a powerful new series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. And in this series, Rick will show you how to grow deep in your faith, stay grounded in God's Word, and become everything He created you to be. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get started. So here's part one of a message called Radical Gratitude.
I want to begin with a letter that I received recently that I think actually represents the way a lot of people feel. And it goes like this. Dear Pastor Rick, I am so tired of going through the motions. I'm fed up with business as usual. Nothing really excites me or energizes me anymore. I've been in a slump for so long now, I don't know if I can get out of it. But I don't like it one bit. I'm filled with a jumble of emotions. I'm frustrated, I'm bored, I'm unfulfilled. I tend to focus on what's wrong, and I can be cynical about everything. The bad news is that I take out my frustration on the people I love the most, my family. Pastor Rick, I need a major change in my life. They need a radical change in their life is what they need. You know, this week, I had the TV on while we were cleaning up, and there was this wonderful documentary on the Sci-Fi Channel on zombies. Now, as a pastor, I thought, I need to know about zombies. So I watched this spoof documentary on The Walking Dead. And as I watched it, I realized a lot of people in life are spiritual zombies. They're just going through the motions. They're mindlessly sleepwalking through life. They don't really have any plans. They don't really have any goals. They don't really put their heart into what they're doing. They're spiritual zombies. They're sleepwalking through life. Now, friends, if I were to ask you and you were to be honest, would you change something looking back if you could? How many of you would say, yes, that's true? Yeah, I think that's pretty universal. All of us would. The problem is you can't. You can't change the past. You can't do anything about it. It's over. It's dead. It's done with. Your past is past. And nothing is going to change the past decade. But you can change the next one. Are you going to be a better person 10 years from now? You say, well, I don't know. Well, I can tell you, if you say, I don't know, you won't be, because it's got to be intentional. If you want to grow, if you want to develop, if you want to be better tomorrow, you got to make some radical changes now. You need radical change in your life. Now, this word radical is a word that's misunderstood today because people don't know the original meaning of it. Today, radical means fanatical. We don't need any more fanatics in the world. We need more radicals, but we don't need any more fanatics. Today, radical, a lot of people think it means over the top. It means excessive. It means extreme. It means on the edge, either religious-wise or political-wise. You know, they're the extremists. They're the radicals. Or we use it as a synonym for cool, for hip, for, you know, that's rad, that's radical. But actually, the word radical comes from the 14th century Latin word radicalis, which means from the roots. And what radical means is to be rooted in the original. That's what radical means, rooted in the original. You know, we get the word radish from the same word. Radix in Latin is the word for root. We get the word radish, which is basically just a big root. When we talk about eradicating something, that means to pull it up by its roots. It's the same word, radical. And in every area of life, radical doesn't mean extreme. It means rooted in the original source. For instance, in medicine, when we talk about radical surgery, that means you root out the disease at its root. You are going to cut it out. You're not putting a Band-Aid over it. You're rooting out the root source of the disease, radical surgery. In botany, the radical leaves are the leaves closest to the root. They're at the bottom of the stem. Those are called the radical leaves on any plant. In mathematics, the radical number is the root of the equation. And the radical sign in math is the square root or the cube root. The radical in math is the root of the equation. In chemistry, a radical is two atoms. It's the smallest unit. It's the unit of a smallest amount. And a free radical, you've heard about that, is an unpaired electron. It's the smallest root you can get in a molecule. In linguistics, the radical means two or three consonants that form the root of a word. And in grammar, the radical word is the root word once you've taken off the prefixes or the suffixes. What we need today are radical believers, not fanatical believers, but radical believers who go back to the New Testament, who go back to the Bible, who go back to what God intended for us to do in the first place. Without all the trappings and not all of the traditions and not all the rules and regulations and restrictions, to go back to the original words of Jesus, that's a radical believer. And I want you to be that kind of believer in the next decade. When I wrote the book Purpose Driven Life in 2002, I personally paid for the cover. I hired an artist from the Midwest to design a woodcut of an oak tree with the roots exposed. It's very well known. Here it is on the screen. You know, that oak tree with the roots exposed. When I showed that to the publishing department at Zondervan, they hated it. They said, "Those roots look ugly. You can't just have roots flying out in the air. Why don't you just have a pretty picture of a tree?" I said, "You don't understand. This is intentional. This is a book about the roots of living. Purpose-driven life is about being rooted in the five purposes that God created every human being. It's going back to the roots of Christianity. So I want the roots exposed. It's intentional. And purpose-driven life was about radical living. I just never used the word because I didn't think people would understand it. But I want you to be rooted in God, to rooted in love, rooted in faith, rooted in hope. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about having spiritual roots. If you look on your outline, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and draw up nourishment from Him. Now, notice he says, just as you accepted Christ, you live in Him the same way. In other words, the way you become a believer is the way you continue as a believer. The way you're saved is the way you live the Christian life. The way you become a part of the family of God is the way you continue. How did you become a believer? Not by promising to do good, not by working real hard, not by keeping a bunch of rules and regulations. There's only one way to become a part of God's family. Accept His love, accept His grace, accept His forgiveness. Put your faith in His love. And the Bible says, just as you were saved, you live the Christian life the same way. It's not saved by grace, live by works. A lot of people think, well, I accept God's love and I become a believer, then I work real hard the rest of my life to prove that I'm worthy of it. No. He says, just as, that means the same way you became a believer, you continue. And what is it? You're rooted in God's love. Most people don't get this. Even people who've been believers for a long time don't understand what it means to be rooted, radically rooted in God's love. Look at the next verse. The Bible says in Ephesians 3, may your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you have the power to understand how wide and how long and how high and how deep His love really is. And may you experience this love. In other words, not just know it. Oh, yeah, I know God loves me. He says, may you feel it at the gut level. I want you to experience daily what it means to really feel loved by God, unconditionally loved by God, so that you know no matter what happens in your life, God is never going to stop loving you. And you love Him back with that same kind of love. He said, that's what it means to be rooted. May your roots go down in the soil of His love. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great, you'll never fully understand it. Our brain capacity isn't big enough. But he says, then, if you do these things, if you root your life, radically root your life in how much God loves you, and you think about that every day, he says, then you will be filled with the fullness of life. That means a fulfilling life, a meaningful life, a significant life, a purpose-driven life, a life of compassion and completion, a life where you get up in the morning with renewed energy and new vigor and new vim and new vitality because you go, man, I know what my purpose is. I know what God made me to do. And you don't lose that spark. And you're not a spiritual zombie. You're not just sleepwalking through life, kind of letting life tell you where to go instead of knowing where you're going. He says, then you'll be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Most people live powerless lives. They have no power to change their habits. They have no power to change their circumstances. They have no power to change their own lives. Why? Because they're not rooted in the love of God. Now, the Bible, as I said, has much to say about growing spiritual roots. He says, I want you rooted, radically rooted in God's love. In fact, every single problem in your life comes because you don't have the deep enough spiritual roots. How do you know when you don't have deep spiritual roots? Worry, fear, anxiety, stress, guilt, shame, boredom, loneliness, resentment, bitterness. These are the results of not having deep spiritual roots. One of Jesus' most famous stories in the Bible is called the parable of the sower. And he tells this story about a farmer who goes out onto his field and he takes his seed and he's kind of throwing it out. He's broadcasting the seed. He's not planting one at a time. And he says as he throws the seed out in his field, it falls on four different kinds of soil. And Jesus said this represents four kinds of hearts of receptivity we can have toward God. He says there's the hard heart that doesn't even let the seed grow. And he said there's the shallow heart that the roots don't go down deep enough. And he says there's the crowded heart where the roots get choked out. And he says then there's the good soil where deep spiritual roots are built. And Jesus says the reason why people start off good in life and then blow it, why they start off so well and then they lose their joy and they get stuck in a funk, and they get in this spiritual zombie thing, is they don't have spiritual roots. So they're blown away by everything that happens. Notice this verse on the screen. The Bible says in Matthew 13, Jesus said, they don't have deep roots, so they don't last very long. As soon as life gets hard, like a recession, or the message gets them in trouble, they give up. You ever felt like giving up? Whenever you feel like giving up, it is a sign your roots aren't deep enough. Your spiritual roots aren't radical enough. They're not ingrown into the soil of God's love enough. If you've been feeling like giving up, and a lot of people do at the end of the year, for December is often the most depressing month for many people because they look at all of what they didn't get accomplished. They feel like giving up on their marriage or giving up on their dream, or giving up on their desire to ever get married or have a baby, or giving up on their desire to have some big goal in life. Don't do that. I can help you develop spiritual roots. Now contrast the person who has no roots, who says he just withers and wilts whenever problems and difficulties and trials and troubles and temptations come. Contrast that with a person who has deep spiritual roots. Jeremiah talks about that kind of person in chapter 17 of Jeremiah. On the screen, here's what he says. By the way, this verse, Jeremiah 17, is the first verse in Purpose-Driven Life before the first chapter. I was writing about this. I just wasn't using the word radical. The Bible says, blessed are those. You want to be blessed by God? Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. In other words, their confidence isn't in their job. Their hope isn't in their marriage. Their trust isn't in other people. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made him their hope and confidence. And then he gives a metaphor. He says, they're like trees planted along a riverbank. He said, with roots that reach deep into the water. And then he says, people who have deep spiritual roots, there are four things you can see in their lives. And he gives it here in this metaphor. He says, such trees who have deep roots, he says, they're not bothered by the heat, number one. He said, number two, they're not worried by long months of drought. He said, number three, their leaves stay green. And number four, they go right on producing delicious fruit, no matter what happens. Now, this verse, God is talking about you. And he's saying, there are four things here that if you'll develop deep spiritual roots, will be true in your life. He said, number one, he says that when the heat's on, you don't wilt. He says, they do not wilt. They're not bothered by the heat. And what's he talking about there? He's talking about pressure. How do you know when somebody doesn't have spiritual roots? They crumble under stress. They cave in under pressure. When you don't have deep spiritual roots, pressure comes on and it baffles and batters and bashes you around, and you just get drawn along like a tumbleweed because you don't have any roots, and you get blown this way and that way and this way and that way, and the pressure's on and the heat's on and you get fried. He says, if you got deep roots, heat doesn't bother you. Bring it on. I can handle the heat. Why? Because I've got deep roots. I'm not depending on it to rain. He said, that's the second thing. He said, not only that, they're not worried by drought. People have deep spiritual roots. They're not worried about the recession. They don't care if it goes on 10 years because their source is not in their job. Their hope is not in the economy. Their trust is not in the stock market. Their roots are in the love of God. And he goes, when the drought's on, I'm not worried about it. Why? Because my source of nutrition and nourishment and strength and refreshment is coming from the river, not from the rain. And we don't know when it's going to rain again. He says, you're not baffled by circumstances when you got roots. And he says, your leaves stay green year round. You're an evergreen. You don't dry up in the winter, in the fall. And he says, you keep on producing fruit. That's what God wants to do. He wants you to be productive year-round, no matter what kind of circumstances you're going through. Now, what is the fruit that he's talking about here? The Bible calls spiritual fruit the fruit of the Spirit. It's listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and there are nine qualities. The spiritual fruit are love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. I want to have more self-control. I want to be more joyful. I want to be more at peace. I want to be more loving. I want to be overflowing in patience. That's spiritual fruit. How do you know when somebody has spiritual roots? Real simple. You can see the fruit. Here's the equation. No root, no fruit. Okay? Really hard to understand. No root, no fruit. Any gardener goes, you cut the root off a plant, there isn't going to be fruit on the vine. And if you don't have spiritual roots, you will have no fruit of love and joy and peace overflowing in your life. Our culture is spiritually rootless. And as a result, we get blown away by this fad and that therapy and that instance and that circumstance and that problem. And we can see society decaying in many areas. We can see conflict in many areas. We can see crime in many areas. All these things, it comes from a lack of spiritual roots. So what we're going to do in this series is talk about radical living. Not fanatical, radical living. Rooted in God's love. So you're stable. You're strong. You can take anything that comes at you no matter what happens. And none of us knows what's going to happen in the next decade. We're going to look at what does it mean to radically follow Christ? What would happen in your life if you really took Jesus seriously? I mean, not casually, but really took him seriously and God's plan for your life. What kind of fruit would happen in your life? How productive would you be? How much more productive if you had deeper roots? There's a story in the Bible in the book of 2 Kings about a king named Hezekiah. He was the king of Israel, and everything was going wrong for Israel. But the worst thing that was happening was the enemy nation, Assyria, had a huge army, and they were coming at them, and they were going to kick their butts. They were going to take over. They were going to annihilate and uproot Israel. And King Hezekiah is devastated. And he goes to the temple of God and he lays out flat on the ground and he prays. He goes, God, you got to help me. I'm in a no-win situation. Time's up. The last inning's over. We're in overtime and I'm way behind and we're going to get killed. So you got to help me, God, please help. And through God's prophet, a man named Isaiah, God gives Hezekiah this promise. It's a wonderful promise. Up here on the screen, 2 Kings 19:30, it says, the surviving remnant, those who make it through that tough year, whether it's recession or war or whatever, the surviving remnant of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. The Bible says in Colossians, look there on your outline, Colossians 2, verse 7 in God's Word translation, sink your roots into him, let's talk about Christ, and build on him. Be strengthened by the faith that you were taught, and, read it with me, overflow with thanksgiving. Circle overflow with thanksgiving. The first characteristic of deep roots, how do you know when somebody has deep spiritual roots? You can write this down, continuous gratitude. The first characteristic that you know you are not shallow, you are not superficial, that you have deep spiritual roots is you are continually grateful. You overflow with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not to be a day that we celebrate once a year. It is to be a habit of a lifestyle of the radical believer. If you have deep roots, the deeper you understand God's love, the more grateful you're going to be.
What a special message from Pastor Rick. And now let's hear how lives are changing through Daily Hope. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I've got a quick note from a listener in Minneapolis. His name is Bill. And Bill wrote to me, Rick, I want to let you know that I prayed with you this morning, accepting God into my life. Wow, that's great. Daily Hope has become the way that I start each day, listening to your podcast. So much has changed in my life over the past year. I had a job loss, I had a transition, I had a divorce, my dad passed away, cancer, and my faith, all in the same year. I'm so thankful for all that you do. Well, Bill, I want to tell you, I know you've been going through some really tough times this past year, but there's no greater news than hearing that you've accepted Jesus into your life, and the fact that God used the Daily Hope podcast to lead you to him is such a blessing. And I want you to know that as you continue to study God's word every day, you're going to find that your faith is growing and you'll see God actively working in your life. And I really am as excited to think about what the next year is going to bring. Year two in your life will be very different than the last year. And to the rest of you, all of our Daily Hope listeners, I just want to thank you because we're able to provide the Daily Hope podcast to people like Bill because of your generous support. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for helping us share the good news all around the world. We love you. And imagine what it's going to be to get to heaven and see all these people who came to know Christ because of your giving. God bless you.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.